Wonder Man. I'm not getting paid for this because Stuart is a little bit bent. This radio station is Storm FM. Storm FM. And I want to tell them what we should do about Stuart's hair. Get a haircut. Get a haircut. Get a haircut. Get a haircut.
Previously on Stuart Super Happy Magical Fun Time of General Confusion and Wonderment.
The ass crack through the moon, the ass crack through the moon!
There's already been a fucking apocalypse this year, I have to stop another one?
Well, it's not strictly speaking an apocalypse, it's an alien invasion.
Electric Jesus. They'll change you, Stuart.
Who the hell are you?
I will change the world of man.
May 2012.
So that's the end of Stuart's Super Happy Magical Fun Time of General Confusion and Wonderment. I'm graduating from university and my tenure on student radio must now come to an end. Fortunately, Mr. Hugh Carpenter, a regular guest on the show, will be heading off to university himself and is re-establishing and rebranding the show as Hugh's Super Happy Magical Fun Time of General Confusion and Wonderment. HSHMFTOGCAW for short, this coming September.
Yes, I've had to watch all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies on repeat to make me as cynical as you.
Ooh, don't forget the Transformers movies as well.
Oh God, people are fucking retarded.
Now you're getting it. Now, listeners, I must depart from this show. I must now follow my dream in life, getting people to pay for having sex with me.
Hugh's Super Happy Magical Fun Time of General Confusion and Wonderment coming soon, bitches. Also, all complaints can be sent to hughesshit@btinternet.com. That's hughes_shit@btinternet.com.
Five months later.
Oh, hey, Hugh. Wait, what are you doing here? And what happened to your arm?
You can have the show back.
What?
I said you can have the show back.
And where are your eyebrows?
Weird, ominous things keep happening. There was this leprechaun and a robot, and they sang a song about potatoes, and I miss my life making sense.
Well, that's just what running this show's like, Hugh. You're just going to have to get used to it, I'm afraid.
And this goat has been following me around for two weeks. Bah!
Is there a reason why it's purple?
I don't fucking know. How should I know? It's your job now, anyway. I'm done dealing with this shit. Bah!
Well, this sucks.
Oh, tell me about it, dear boy. He won't stop complaining about the millipedes up his anus.
Holy shit, a talking goat!
Two months later.
Stuart, can I talk to you?
Ooh, I suppose.
Yes, I know you like Willy Bum Fun, Hugh.
That's not what I said.
Sure it is. Stuart.
Yeah, what is it?
We have a problem.
Okay, what's up now?
Well, we don't really know how to say it. we think your hair looks a little bit stupid.
Well, I've had a haircut now, just like you both told me to.
Yeah, and I don't like it. It's disturbing us.
You made me wet myself.
Yes, it made Hugh wet himself.
Look, I'm not doing anything about it. I like my hair short now. I'm not doing podcasts or radio now. I've moved on, and to signify that, I had a haircut.
But Stu, the internet needs you. Everyone always needs a long-haired, overly bitter man to do insane things on a podcast nobody listens to except for two Australians.
Look, Will, I'm not a student anymore. I'm not making the show again. I've graduated. I'm not in education anymore. My life is now technically over. Now I can spend the rest of my life sitting in front of TV, watching shit and playing video games, waiting until my death like normal people.
Aren't you supposed to be looking for a job?
I'm sorry, a what?
A job.
What's a job?
A thing you do, like people who do to get the money.
I'm sorry, I don't understand this concept.
You'll run out of money to pay the electricity bill and for donuts at some point. What'll you do then?
Simple. When I run out of money, I go to a street corner and start masturbating into the faces of random passers-by. I'll get arrested and then start masturbating in the courtroom and shoot my spunk in the judge's face. They'll deem me insane and lock me in a room somewhere with a TV, and I will demand they feed me nothing but donuts, or I will start masturbating over any nurses that come in to change my catheter. So I'm pretty much set for life here, just like the guy that did that Coney video.
But aren't you supposed to be, you know, using your degree for something?
University is meant to help you decide what you want to do in life, and I've decided that I want to be sectioned for wanking in people's faces. Is that so awful?
Not really, now that I think about it.
Well, anyway, nothing's been happening these last few months, so I don't have that much to make a show about anyway. Anyway, so I'm going to watch TV now.
But, Stu...
Will, I'm a man of few words. Now piss off.
Yesterday, the 21st of December, people were shocked to find out that the supposed Mayan prophecy that the world would come to an end on the 21st of December 2012 was false, and there was nothing to worry about.
Ha! I knew it!
And we at Smiley Time News Corp would like to remind people that never believed it anyway. Smugness makes you unpopular.
I knew that too! Ha! Retards.
But, Stu...
Shut up, Will. The world's not going to come to an end, and I can sit in front of TV forever. And my pizza's here now, and nothing ominous has happened since I cooked and ate that talking goat. Ah, life is brilliant and happy and... Wait, my life is good now.
Yes?
Oh, God, something awful's going to happen, isn't it?
Stuart, can I eat your winkle?
Please say him asking that's the awful thing.
I have... sexual fantasies about. What does that say? I can't read your handwriting. Boo.
It says butterflies, you crapwit.
Stu, you can't keep making him say embarrassing stuff just because it's in the script.
Yes, I can. I just did.
It's bullying now. Right, Hugh?
Yes, Will. I agree. Can I touch you?
Yes. Oh, not there, Hugh. The other one.
I'm a stupid head and like to lick boogers from dogs' noses.
Yes, you certainly do, Hugh. God, I really hope nothing bad's going to happen.
I will touch you in your sleep.
Hang on, I'm being told in my earpiece that we're getting reports of transmissions from the government frequency intercepting official broad...
The earth crack shall open, and the earth shall bathe in feces.
The green enemy are coming to kill you all.
We'll be right back. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. The explosion of excitement in Trafalgar Square is tremendous. And now here are some pretty fireworks accompanied by popular songs that you should be impressed with for some reason.
Cheer up, Stu.
But it just sucks, you know.
So what if your life is brilliant now and you have nothing to complain about?
No, you don't get it. Something bad will happen. I know that something bad will happen.
It doesn't have to. Like, I don't have to have my hand grasped around my penis.
Yeah, please put it away, Will. I just know
something... But it's so firm.
Hopefully that was the bad thing happening.
Hey, everyone. This is Spam.
Hello.
Wait, who?
He's a friend from college. Spam.
Hi there.
Hugh, you can't just start randomly introducing new characters right the fuck out of nowhere. That's my job.
But Spam wanted to be in something.
Hello.
Yes, that's enough, Spam. And I thought we needed a new punch bag in the group, since I'm kind of getting annoyed at you both always saying things about... Can you stop flicking peanuts at me? It's very annoying.
Faghead.
Booby face.
Well, whatever. Spam's gonna be in the show now.
Hello.
Whoa, I said no show.
Stu, killing the show off won't stop insane, ominous things happening.
Look, let's just get drunk and forget about it. No more shows.
Fine. So is that officially the end of Stuart Super Happy, etc.? It's a piece of bullshit title anyway.
Yes, we put it to bed ages ago now, Hugh. No more wacky adventures.
What about some whacking adventures?
No, definitely not. Put it away.
But my penis is ready.
Put it away.
But I want it to be in the show.
Oh, fuck off, Spam.
Hugh, be nice to him. Come sit next to us, Spam.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll get the drinks then.
Yeah, go get me a piece of shit.
Fanny face.
Ow! Oh, fucking lost the tooth!
Where the fuck is he? Is there a Stuart Hardy in this pub?
Over there, riding the mechanical bull.
I like stars. I want to eat a chicken's anus.
Oh, Christ. Stuart, get off of that thing and put on some clothes.
Wee, my head is spinny.
Are you three friends of his?
No, sort of. What's the problem?
Well, we'd like to announce that all four of you are under arrest.
What the fuck?
Bad things happen. I told both of you bad things happen.
Shut up, wanker.
What's this about?
I don't know him. Can I go?
I don't understand why the handcuffs are necessary.
Therefore, the protect...
I happen to be the president of France, you know.
How do you say hello in France?
I'm not going to lower myself, you dirty Ross beefs.
Can we go? We're not really Stuart's friends. We don't even like him, really.
We just hang around him because there's nothing better to do.
Afraid not. You see, there are several events in Stuart's life that relate directly to what's happening now.
And just what is happening now?
Holy fuck, what is that?
Oh God, Stuart, the sky. Look at the sky.
I don't care, I'm busy talking to this gentleman. Now, I'll have you know that France's main exports are corn and ledecarts, not cheese like everyone says.
The sky, look at the sky.
Oh my God.
The ass crack through the moon, the ass crack through the moon. The ass crack.
Is that the moon mooning us?
I don't know whether that's the moon mooning us, but I will tell you this, I have one hell of a stiffy.
fuck?
Hey, we're not dead.
Yeah, it's a shame everyone else is. Now I'm going to go and have to wank on my girlfriend.
Put it away, Will. And, hey, where'd the moon go? Oh, yeah, it's day now. We can't see the moon. What am I thinking? God, will you shut up?
The green enemy shall come for us. We will burn beneath this green spunk.
Okay, I'm going to shove my socks in his mouth. It's good, though, because they're crusty from all the semen.
Thank you, Will.
Just remember, I'm handcuffed. This is shit. How have I been wanking?
You what?
Crap, of all people to survive that.
Now, Stuart, you're going to come with us.
Gee, the moon just shat on Earth, killing almost everyone. Think I'm okay, thanks.
No, Stuart. Something seriously dark and disturbing is brewing, and only you and your stupid friends can stop it.
Okay, you're creepy.
And I'm not stupid. I'm merely erect.
Okay, so why do we need to come with you?
Yes, crack.
Because Hugh's giving me a headache, and I really need to find a lady.
All right, we'll come with you.
The ass cracks me the moon.
Oh, shut up, you dirty cunt.
Sorry, dear chap. I don't know what came over me there.
Oh, great. You've got him stuck on posh.
Better than Prophecy Hugh, anyway. Also better than Cockney Hugh. That was just sad, that was.
Okay. You will be transported to a secret government location. We will have to sedate you in order to make the journey.
Fine.
And our tranquilizers come in the form of suppositories.
Shit.
Exactly. Where the shit comes from.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, let's just do it then. It's best you go visit.
This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better, isn't it?
Okay, go on then. Shove it up my ass, you dirty whore.
God, I hate my life!
And after years in dark tunnels, it came to silence.
Soon you will know pain, Stuart, soon.